North Korea has launched a ballistic missile following a 10-week pause in its weapons testing. The Pentagon says its initial assessment shows that the projectile was an intercontinental ballistic missile that flew about 1,000 kilometers before landing in the Sea of Japan. It added that the missile did not pose a threat to the United States, its territories, or its allies. The South Korean military said it conducted a missile firing test in response to the move by the North. Japan condemned the missile launch by the North as unacceptable.
Today at 3:18 a.m., a ballistic missile was launched from North Korea's western coast and has landed in our exclusive economic zone. We can never accept North Korea's continuous provocative behavior, and we're strongly protesting against it.
United Nations Security Council will hold an urgent meeting on Wednesday to discuss the recent missile launch upon a request by the U.S., Japan, and South Korea. The U.S. and its allies have repeatedly called on Pyongyang to abandon its nuclear and missile programs, but North Korea says its weapons program is necessary to counter U.S. threats and aggressions. Press TV correspondent Frank Smith tells us more about the recent reactions from South Korean officials to the North's missile launch.
President Moon Jae-in here has convened a meeting of his National Security Council to come up with some type of strategy and to share with the president analysis of this recent launch. Early indications from sources in the military, both in the U.S. and South Korea, indicate it flew some 1,000 kilometers in altitude, meaning that it could reach almost anywhere in the world, including, in particular, U.S. forces in Hawaii, which has been mentioned previously as a target of North Korean missiles. What is interesting is the reaction here of South Korean forces conducting a drill just 6 minutes after the launch of the North Korean missile. It conducted a coordinated drill involving the Army launching a missile, involving an Aegis destroyer, South Korean Aegis destroyer launching a missile, and a U.S. F-16. This is a message to the North Koreans that South Korean forces can target their mobile launchers and would do so.